Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
It's time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick Six. Now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
All right, it's Pick Six time. You have to love live radio, huh? Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe.
Big congrats to Kathy on getting that question right.
She's the real winner here.
Let's review.
All right, review from this past week's Pick Six. Our number one.
Before I say something on air, it's going to get me in trouble.
Yeah, we're doing this for your greater good here, Darren.
Yes, thank you.
Number one, we went Connor McDavid over under 1.5 points against the Preds last Saturday night. Darren went over. Willie taking the under. And the only one to take the under because Chase also took the over. Mr. McDavid only had 1 point that night. Was very, very close to having two, but only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. Number two, Austin P. at Belmont. Belmont 5.5 point favorites, and this is what we'd call a bad beat. All three of you taking Austin Peay was a one possession game for a majority of the game.
It was like 2 point game late in free throws.
Can happen.
Put that over.
Always got to be weary of the garbage time free throws.
Garbage time fouling and free throws.
And it got the best of all three of you. So all of you guys got that one wrong. Number three. The trickier questions of the weekend. North Carolina, underdogs against Duke. St. Mary's, underdogs against Gonzaga. You take the underdogs or the favorites? Just one of the underdogs. Darren took the favorites, and because of North Carolina's atrocious free throw shooting and free throw rebounding, he wins. Willie went the underdogs. If it wasn't for North Carolina's atrocious free throw shooting and offensive rebounding, he would have won. And Chase won because of that as well, because he took the favorites.
That was a bad beat, by the way,
St. Mary's lost by 70.
Oh, yeah, that one wasn't even close. And I don't think it was close the entire time. Gonzaga, hey,
you know what was interesting? North Carolina was a much bigger underdog than St. Mary's. St. Mary's on the KenPom was a two-point underdog. That was a pick'em, almost a pick'em game. And St. Mary's just didn't show up in their own gym. That was really bizarre.
They got housed.
And then how did North Carolina lose?
You've seen it, right? I mean, you've gone back and seen it.
The tip out for the intentional miss and getting the rebound, that was unreal.
Regulation and overtime.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen.
I had some North Carolina people.
Like that, that ending twice, I've never seen that. To get to overtime and to end the game in overtime, I don't think in all my years I've ever seen something like that.
The odds of that happening once are already slim to none. It happened twice.
Yes.
Almost same player, too, if Trey Jones would have hit that last shot. Going to number four, over-under on Saban Lee points at Mississippi State. The over-under set at 16.5 because that was his average. Darren taking the over. Everybody took the over, actually, and Saban Lee finished with 20. We all get that one right. Number five, Kentucky and Tennessee. Kentucky was 1.5 point favorites, or Tennessee was 1.5 point favorites.
Kentucky was, I think, this 1.5 favorite, I think.
Yeah. It was almost pretty much a pick 'em, but it didn't matter because Kentucky, from start to finish, complete control. Darren taking that one as he was the only one of the three to take Kentucky. Willie and Chase going with the basket Vols. Not very close. And lastly, number six, the combination of Roman Josi, Kyle Turris, and Mikhail Granlund, or B, the combination of Matthias Ekholm, Matt Duchene, and Philip Forsberg, who would get more points on Saturday night? Well, there weren't many points to go around, and A had a grand total of 1 point. Thank you, Roman Josi. And B had a grand total of Nothing. The same amount of points I had Saturday night in that game. Big fat zero. Darren taking the A. Willie with the B. And Chase top shelfed it.
Ooh.
Chase got his top shelf correct. Willie took the underdogs for his top shelf. You can thank North Carolina's rebounding for that. And Darren took Austin P. Top shelf. So you can
a bad beat.
You can thank garbage time free throws
bad
for
beat.
That.
Bad beat. The North Carolina is a bad beat. That's
yeah, but you went there. You weren't going to get it, though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
All I needed was one of them.
Oh, that's right. You just needed one to hit. Yeah.
That's all I needed.
Yeah, that's bad.
I needed a rebound. I needed one rebound.
That's bad. Like, that almost makes me feel
gross. I was pulling against you, but I felt bad for you.
So at the end of the day, Darren, with a 4-point week, takes his total of 102. Willie, with a 2-point week, going to 99. So Darren has increased his lead to 3. And Chase, with a 4-point week, gets him a little bit closer to Willie for his grand total of 92. And that is last week's recap.
All right.
I felt like I had great questions.
I feel like that's copyrighted, but I like the crumble. That was good.
Great questions, bad answers by me. I create the questions and I get a 2.
Yeah. Well, you don't know the answers. It's not an open book test.
No.
I know.
Darren, congratulations on another win. You nailed it this week, so good job.
Darren.
We're going to...
Okay. Okay. All
let's
right.
throw it in ESPN Radio and call it a day.
Darren, where are you going? Get your headset back on. Where are you going?
Actually, we're going to. We should. He was really good.
He was.
All right. I got to get to St. Louis, so let's commence. I feel I have a very good, diverse set of questions once again for the second time. I feel like I have come through for this group as a good commissioner.
I trust
you. What does that mean? It just means you did your job.
That there's creativity.
You came up with six
there's
questions.
Effort. There's effort. But six questions, you know, we could scribble down, you know, this game, that game. But this put thought. I put thought into this. Okay, here we go.
I'm sure you put a lot of time into it, too.
I did.
Number one.
Question one. Tennessee, a 3-point dog at South Carolina. We'll start simple.
Tennessee, a 3-point dog at South Carolina?
Yes. Well, let's say 3.5, just so we don't have a push.
You
three and a half.
You need a hook.
Let's get the hook. 3.5.
I'll take...
South Carolina, kind of a tough team to figure. Tennessee, a tough team to figure.
Tennessee beat South Carolina in Knoxville by, what, a point? I think they beat them by a point. It was a real close game. They should have lost.
Ugly game.
Yeah, ugly. I'll go with the Vols. Give me the points.
You take the points.
Tennessee in 3.5.
I'll take the points, Tennessee.
I'll take South Carolina in that one.
Number two.
The NBA dunk contest. Once upon a time.
I'll take Kenny Walker.
One of the greatest. I was going to say Spud Webb, Dominique
I'll
Wilkins.
I'll take Larry Nance.
Yep.
Not Jim Nance.
I'll take Dominique Wilkins.
Boy, Larry Nance. Now, that was the first one. Larry Nance.
Was he a member of the Suns or the Cavs?
Jerome Kersey. He was the Suns when he won it.
He was with the Suns?
Yeah. All right. There's four guys in the competition. I'm going to split it up 2 and 2, and they did have odds. I'm going by Jimmy Shapiro. The 1 and 4 versus the 2 and 3. You get both, so you pick which tandem you want. The winner's got to come out of this group. A, Aaron Gordon and Dwight Howard, or Derrick Jones Jr. and Pat Connaughton.
Okay, I don't know anything about them, but I'm taking them. I don't know anything.
Derrick
about them.
Jones Jr. and Pat Connaughton.
Sure, I'm just not taking Dwight Howard.
You don't think Dwight Howard? Remember the Superman cape back in the day?
Yeah, no, he's that day back in the day. Exactly. There we go. That's what we have to say when we say Dwight Howard back in the day.
Aaron Gordon is the favorite.
I'll go. Is he with Dwight Howard?
Yes.
Oh,
see, Aaron Gordon is the favorite. Dwight Howard is the biggest underdog. And then Derrick Jones Jr. and Pat Connaughton are 2 and 3.
I'm still going to stick with B.
Okay.
I'll go A.
You go A. I'll go B. Derrick Jones Jr. and Pat Connaughton. The NFL Combine. This is again from Jimmy Shapiro. Fastest 40 time registered.
This will be this weekend?
Is it not this weekend? It's not this weekend, is it?
What?
No.
I guess not.
Yeah, you're a little off.
I was looking at Jimmy Shapiro's thing.
What?
Can we table this
until
next
NFL
week?
NFL draft. Cincinnati Bengals.
The Daytona 500 is this weekend.
Will it be A, Joe Burrow? What just happened?
What just happened?
The combine is not this weekend.
Man.
The Daytona 500 is this weekend.
He pumped his tires.
As I was saying,
hey,
what a great commissioner.
I brought it here, man. I'm telling you. I put the work in.
Put in the work. This is great. Well, this is a great question, too. The problem is
Titans opening game. 4-point favorites.
Wait 4 months until we tabulate the votes. All right, I'll switch it out. We'll have to put this question on hold. It's a great question. Do you want to do a Daytona?
Well, it's kind of a big deal.
Well, let's do the number one that we do every year for the Daytona then.
Okay. Let me get the
we'll come back to it. That'll be question 6.
Let me get the entry list.
We'll get the numbers up to a certain one.
Double zero to whatever.
All right, we'll go with that one. Thank goodness I will get bailed out and save face. Probably not, though. I actually won't. Vanderbilt baseball starts this weekend on MLB
Network. College World Series. Who you got?
Who you got? In Omaha. No, it's actually in Arizona.
Yep.
Kumar Rocker.
Scottsdale, right?
Kumar Rocker in Scottsdale. He will pitch the Saturday game against UConn. Mm-hmm. They play Michigan tonight. But Mason Hickman will start that game. But here's what I want to know. Kumar Rocker will probably not pitch the full game. Max Hurst tells us 4 to 6 innings probably. So the over-under on his Ks against UConn, 6.5. Remember, he struck out 19 in the no-hitter complete game against Duke.
That'll bring it over.
But he may not pitch a lot of innings. He might be on a medium-sized pitch count here. But you still like the over.
Yep.
6.5.
Mm-hmm.
Chase?
Slightly under.
You're going to go under. I'll also take over.
All right. Number 4.
Number 4, which I had as number 5. I guess we have a disqualified question. It's a great question.
The Masters.
By the way.
Who do you got on Sunday?
Who wins?
Man,
the
I'm never going to live
this
down.
Who wins
the Green Jacket?
I'm never going to live this down.
Who you got in the Super Bowl?
February 14th.
All right, the Predators and the Blues play twice, as we know. That is this weekend.
Yes.
I'm scheduled to be at the airport here very shortly.
You might make it.
How many points will the Predators get? A, 0 to 1. B, 2. C, 3 or 4.
They're all worth just the same amount of points?
All worth the same.
I'll go 3 to 4.
You're a believer. I'm going right with you.
I'm with you. 3 for 3.
Wow. We're believers. And that's interesting to hear from you guys, because you guys, a lot of times, they got to do it again.
Yeah, they do.
So you're feeling like they're going to do it again.
This is a big weekend.
All right. This is a big weekend.
They know it.
Number 5.
Which goalie tandem will make the most saves? Now, remember, this is the real wild card, because you could make the most saves but lose the game, etc. But you figure each goalie is going to get a start in here. You would think most likely. Who will have the most combined saves in the two games? Pekka-Rinne, UC Saros, or Jordan Binnington, Jake Allen? This one is a little bit of a flip in the coin. There's so many different ways this could go.
By the way, Vegas, what was their shot totals on St. Louis last night?
Vegas?
Yeah. Wasn't it like 50?
Oh, I didn't look. I didn't look at that. We can find out.
Look that up. Or was it the other way around? I don't know. Look that up. I'm going to go Pekka and
we'll make
UC.
The most saves.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Because it could be good news for the Predators if the Blues have to make the most saves. That means the Predators are getting more shots in all likelihood over two games.
This is a total toss-up.
It's a total toss-up.
I'll go Pekka, UC.
Sometimes you got to go random. I will say Binnington and Allen, hoping that the Predators get a higher volume of shots.
I will say Pekka and UC.
All right.
Number 6.
All right. So we'll do like
this is Chase coming in for the save.
Yes, I'm here to save you. We'll do like we've done in the past and do the Daytona 500, which is on Sunday. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was on yesterday. He's the pole sitter for the Daytona 500. You can take numbers 00. There's 40 cars in the field, so you want to say 00 through 20 and then 21, or 00 through... How have you done this in the past? Willie put me on the spot here.
I thought you were coming in for the save.
Well, I'm trying.
Now you're asking Darren to come in for the save.
I haven't even thought about it. I didn't think I had to think of this.
So Jace has come in to face the three batters, and he's walked all three, and now he's handing it off to Darren in the bullpen to try to close.
And then okay. He was like, okay, I got it. Okay, Darren, how did all you right. do it?
Zero, what? Zero, zero.
What is worse? Chase was like, I got you. I got you.
I got it. I got
zero, you. Zero through.
And then he said, Darren?
Here. By the way, Vegas had 52 shots last night. St. Louis had 24. 52-24 was the shot totals in a 6-5 overtime game.
0-0 through 50 and then 51 through 99. Okay.
Say that again.
0-0 through 50, 51 through 99.
I'm not sure if that's how we divided it last year, but that's...
I think I had three sets.
Oh, did you do three?
Well, I think I had this, and then the rest.
Because I can do it by odds. I have the odds right here if that would be easier.
Well, should we take a break and come back?
Maybe.
Well, let's huddle up.
What a cluster. What a mess. What a freaking mess.
What about the U.S. Open? Do you have that?
I mean.
Wimbledon final.
Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Home run contest. Who do you guys got? We'll award a winner in July. Oh, wait a minute. The tickets are for April 18th. We can't do that.
I give pick six over under 2.5 more weeks.
The steeplechase.
I'll take the under.
Steeplechase coming up.
Top shelf that. All right, we'll come back, get some calls, get you locked in.
And might have another question.
Figure out, it's either going to be pick five or pick six this week. Who knows? More of Darren, Donnick, and Chase on the other side. Well, Willie gave us his first round Stanley Cup playoff predictions. For pick six, and then he's headed to the airport.
I'm heading for the struggle bus before I get to the airport.
Biggest upset in round one, Stanley Cup playoffs. All right, we have our final question, and we're going to lock some people in. By the way, we've got some tickets to see a comedian at the Ryman. That's going to be on Saturday, April 18th. Bert Kreischer, is that right?
Yep.
Bert Kreischer at the Ryman. Saturday, April 18th. Cool prize. That's what's on the line for pick six this week.
So here is the final question. The Indianapolis 500 coming up Memorial Day weekend. No. The Daytona 500 is this weekend. So you have three groups to choose from. Group A, Joey Logano, last year's winner Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski. Group B, Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, the pole sitter, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., William Byron, who won one of the duels, Alex Bowman, who's on the outside pole, or C, the field. Drivers included in the field include Kurt Busch, Kevin Harvick, and Jimmy Johnson.
I'm going to take Group A.
You were taking Group A. I will take the field.
And you know Willie's going to take the field.
Willie is taking the field.
All right, and his top shelf is?
He said his top shelf was the Blues goalie tandems. The Blues goalie tandem. That's what he's taking.
I'll take Kumar Rocker over 6.5 strikeouts.
I will take the slam dunk contests of Gordon and Dwight Howard as my top shelf.
Okay. All right, let's get some people locked in.
Let's do this.
By the way, we had a really good conversation with Craig Smith at the very beginning of the show. If you missed it, we have a chance for you to catch it again after his first career hat trick last night. Let's go to Al. Al, you're up first here on Pick 6. Welcome in.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
All right, Al, here we go. Tennessee taking on South Carolina at South Carolina. Tennessee getting 3.5.
Let's go Tennessee.
Also need the game total on that.
Let's go 131 points.
All right, 131. Question two. The NBA slam dunk contest. You can pick one of these groups. Group A, Aaron Gordon and Dwight Howard. Or B, Derrick Jones Jr. and Pat, how do you say his last name?
Connaughton.
Connaughton, thank you.
All right, I'm going to go Gordon and Howard because Gordon should have won it 3 years ago.
All right, question three. Kamar Rocker taking on UConn, Vandy Baseball, over, under 6.5 strikeouts.
Over.
Preds versus the Blues, how many points will the Preds get this weekend in those two games? A, 0-1, B, 2, or C, 3-4?
What did you say B was?
2 points.
And then C is 3-4?
Yep.
It's do or die, so I'm going to go C.
Which goalie tandem will make the most saves? A, Pecorine and UC Saros, or B, Jordan Bennington or Jake Allen?
I'm going to go with the Blues.
And then finally, the Daytona 500 this weekend. You can pick from these three groups to win. Group A, Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski. Group B, Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., William Byron, Alex Bowman, or C, the field?
I'm going to go A.
Two top shelves.
I'm going to go Rocker and Gordon and Howard.
There we go.
All right, Al, go out and get your Valentine's Day gifts with
yes,
all the
sir,
other guys.
All right, have Valentine's Day, fellas.
All right, you too. 737-1025, 615-737-1025. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, gentlemen, good afternoon. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. Tennessee at South Carolina. South Carolina -3.5.
I'll take the basketballs.
All right, I need a game total as well.
155.
The NBA slam dunk contest. Group A, Aaron Gordon and Dwight Howard. Group B, Derrick Jones Jr., Pat Connaughton.
I'll take the Dwight Howard group.
Kamar Rocker taking on UConn, over under 6.5 strikeouts.
I'll go under. I don't think he plays that much.
Preds and the Blues, how many points will the Preds get this weekend? A, 0-1, B, 2, C, 3-4.
I want to be optimistic, but I'm just going to go with 2.
Which goalie tandem will make the most saves? Group A of Rene and Saros or Group B of Bennington and Allen?
Rene and Saros.
And then the Daytona 500, which group member of a group wins the race? Group A, Logano, Hamlin, Elliott, Kyle Busch, Keselowski. Group B, Truex Jr., Blaney, Stenhouse Jr., Byron, or Bowman. C, the field.
I'll take Group B.
Group B. Two top shelves.
I'll take Group B in the 500, and I will take – let's do the slam dunk contest with Howard.
All right.
I'll take the Dodgers to win the World Series.
Oh, great.
There you go.
You'll miss the tickets, but we'll wait. Wayne, good luck. Have a great weekend.
See you guys.
By the way, tickets are to the Ryman Saturday, April 18th, to see comedian Bert Kreischer. 737-1025. Carl, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys.
All right, Carl. Tennessee at South Carolina. Tennessee is +3.5. Also need the game total.
South Carolina, top shelf, and 147.
The NBA slam dunk contest. Aaron Gordon and Dwight Howard are Group A. Pat Connaughton and Derrick Jones Jr. Group B.
Group B.
Kumar Rocker versus UConn, over or under 6.5 strikeouts?
Over.
Preds and Blues, how many points will the Preds get this weekend? A, 0-1, B, 2, or C, 3-4?
A.
Which goalie tandem will make the most saves, Rene and Saros or Bennington and Allen?
Rene and Saros.
And then the Daytona 500, Group A of Logano, Hamlin, Elliott, Kyle Busch, Keselowski. Group B of Truex, Blaney, Stenhouse, Byron, Bowman, or C, the field?
Give me the field.
Got two top shelves?
The field and will be the second one.
All right.
First one was South Carolina.
That's right.
Yep, that's right. All right, Carl, thank you. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
All right, let's go. Let's get Jason in. Jason, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Jason, UT at South Carolina. South Carolina minus 3.5. Also need the game total.
Give me UT, 141 total points, and make that my top shelf.
The slam dunk contest, Aaron Gordon and Dwight Howard are Group A, or Derrick Jones Jr. and Pat Connaughton, that's Group B.
Give me Group A.
Kamar Rocker versus UConn, over, under 6.5 strikeouts.
Give me over.
How many points will the Preds get this weekend? A, 0-1, B, 2, or C, 3-4?
Give me C. Make that my other top shelf.
All right. Which goalie tandem will make the most saves, Rene and Saros or Bennington and Allen?
B, Bennington and Allen.
Daytona 500 on Sunday. Group A, Logano, Hamlin, Elliott, Kyle Busch, Keselowski. Group B, Truex, Blaney, Stenhouse, Byron, Bowman. C, the field.
Give me the field.
There we go.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Last one to get locked in will be Ryan. Everybody else will get off air, but you will be locked into this week's contest. Ryan, welcome in.
Welcome. I'm glad to do it.
All right, Ryan. Tennessee, plus 3.5 at South Carolina. Also need the game total.
I'm going to go plus Tennessee and 146.
Slam dunk contest, Aaron Gordon and Dwight Howard, or Jones Jr. and Connaughton?
A.
Kamar Rocker, over, under 6.5 strikeouts.
Over.
Preds, 0-1 points, 2 points, 3-4 points.
3-4 points, top shelf.
Boom. Which goalie tandem makes the most saves, Rene Saros, Bennington Allen?
Going to do Rene Saros, and that's the other top shelf.
Daytona 500, Group A, Logano, Hamlin, Elliott, Kyle Busch, Keselowski, B, Truex, Blaney, Stenhouse, Byron, Bowman, or the field?
Near the field.
There we go.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.
Good luck, Ryan.
See ya. All right, we'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase on the other side, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We've had a fun show today on this Friday. Craig Smith kicked off the show with his first career hat trick last night in the Preds' 5-0 victory over the Islanders. Greg Sankey, SEC commissioner. That was a good talk with him. Of course, the SEC men's basketball tournament will be here in mid-March. Preds will obviously be out on the road. Then we had Ian Aron, Nashville SC CEO, talking about their announcement and hopefully moving forward, putting this, closing the book on all the political stuff. Hopefully the I's have been dotted and the T's have been crossed and the ink is dried and they can start demoing.
I think it's safe to say, though, until there's a shovel in the ground.
I know. It just,
everybody will feel better once that happens.
It's hard to be confident until you see that happening, because it's just been such a roller coaster ride for years. We had Elliot Friedman on from Sportsnet and Hockey Night in Canada. He talked about their game tomorrow night will be Dallas and Montreal. Speaking of the Preds, we're going to do another road trip again. Last year it was in St. Louis. This year it'll be in Columbus, Ohio at Nationwide Arena. That's the home of the Blue Jackets. That'll be Saturday, March 14th. Tickets will go on sale this upcoming Monday, that's February 17th at 10 a.m. The trip has been organized by Simply a Fan. Their website is simplyafan.com. That's pretty easy to remember. So for any upcoming sports adventures, plus the transportation will be provided by Gray Line of Tennessee. For more details, visit thegamenashville.com. So another fun trip. Last year was a huge success, and I suspect this one will be too.
Yeah, looking forward to being on that, and really appreciate everybody that's helped put this together. And I know that last year was a sellout. I guarantee you this one will be too, so you'll have to jump on those tickets when they go on sale Monday. So looking forward to that, and two big games this weekend for the Preds, Darren. They got to take care of business take what they did last night. You know, I thought Rocco Grimaldi's answer, and I know you talked to Nick Bonino as well in Barrel House, but I asked Rocco, I said, how do you, you know, do you enjoy this one? Do you take this one with you a little bit? And he goes, yep, for a few hours, and then we forget about it and we move on to the next one against St. Louis. And so they have to put that consistent effort together. They have to try and, you know, duplicate the type of effort they had last night. But they needed that one for their confidence. The fans needed that as well. So it was definitely a fun night at Bridgestone Arena, and it's going to be a fun weekend at Bridgestone Arena with the game on Sunday, but also the Caleb Plant fight tomorrow night. So definitely a big weekend.
No doubt about it. We were talking earlier about the poor apologies by the Astros and how pathetic their PR department and their owner and their players have handled the situation and their poor attempt in being remorseful and apologetic, at least in my opinion. Tony Kemp, Nashvillian, mm-hmm. who we love on this show, has joined us a lot over the years. He was a member of the Astros then, but he was also spent most of the year in AAA. He is now a member of the A's. Remember, he got traded at the deadline last year from the Astros to the Cubs, but he is now with the Oakland Athletics. And ironically, Oakland is right in the middle
yep.
of all this with Mike Fiers and Bob Melvin. And, you know, Oakland was the one banging on their drums or trash cans to the league going, hey, these guys are cheating their you-know-what's off. Look into it. Baseball's like, yeah, I think we're good here. And then it took Mike Fiers to really blow the lid up. But he, you know, everybody's arriving at spring training now. Spring training is about to get going, and baseball season's about getting is about to get cranked up. Tony Kemp said this is what he was saying to the media when he addressed it yesterday. I was up and down in 2017, and once I got there in September, the system was already in place. I just tried to keep my head down and play hard and not really concern myself with it. He also went on to say that he was approached about using the scheme, which involved the relaying information about pitch type to hitters at the plate, and he declined. It was kind of out of my hands at that point, just having 4 months in the big leagues at that point. He declined to do that. I got asked if I wanted to use the system, and I said no. I felt like I was having a pretty good season at the plate at AAA, so I just wanted to continue to do that. That was Tony Kemp. Some of the things that he said with the media.
Well, you gotta respect that. I mean, look, the Tony Kemp, as you said, we've had him on the show several times, and we know what kind of guy he is, and you know, I think it puts players in such a tough position of the ones like him that, you know, they may not use it, but they know it's available. And then what do you do? Do you go forward and say, hey, or this is going on? Or it's a really tough situation. And I hope that it's a part of baseball that's now done. I hope that everybody involved has learned from it and can be more that way, like Tony Kemp.
I want to talk to you about USS, United Structural Systems, a foundation repair and waterproofing company that has served our area here in Middle Tennessee since 1994. And they've got a lot of satisfied homeowners. And there's a lot of homeowners out there listening to this. They've got more than 18,000, to be exact, satisfied residential customers. And if you've noticed that you've got bricks that are cracking or walls that are bowing or doors or windows that may be sticking, drywall separating, stair step cracks in masonry mortar joints, maybe a chimney that's tilting or leaning. These are all signs that maybe your house is trying to tell you something. And that's where you need to get the experts out and make sure they tell you, hey, this is something you need to address, or don't worry about it. It's not that big of a deal. Maybe it's your house settling or what have you. But either way, they're the experts. They can tell you. They believe in their quality of work, their reputation, and integrity. And they're going to come out and give you a free estimate at your home. They're locally owned. They're licensed and insured. So if any of this is going on, get the folks at USS out to your house and inspect what's going on and see if they need to get after it and help you before it gets really, really bad. The number, 615-227-2275. That's 227-2275. For that appointment, you can go to their website, usstn.com. They guarantee their best. Call USS.
Darren Donick and Chase, Friday edition, back here, ESPN 102.5, The Game. Willie Donick headed to the Lou, St. Louis. Chase McCabe, Darren McFarland hanging out. If you missed Craig Smith at the beginning of the show, he had the hat trick last night, first career hat trick for him. He joined us right as we kicked things off, so we will end it how we started with Crazy Legs, Craig Smith. Craig Smith.
Craig Smith?
Craig Smith.
Let's see. Oh, is that who's on the line?
Yes.
The man who netted his first career hat trick is indeed on the line. It's a good way to start off Friday's show. Crazy Legs, how you doing? Good morning.
I love it. Morning, guys. How you doing?
I hope you didn't sleep well because you were just up just reliving the hat trick in the game last night.
No, that was great. That was a lot of fun. It's, not every time you get – and it's not every night you get a chance to pop three, and so that was great.
I always wonder, could you feel it, bro? I mean, I know you scored right out of the gate, so you had a goal 35 seconds in, and you had two not even halfway through the first period. But at any point did you, like, say, you know what, you know, we always talk about basketball references where the hoop, you know, feels 10 feet wide, you know, when guys can't miss. So when you're in that zone, could you feel it as a player? Could you feel it last night?
Yeah. I mean, at times, especially with our line, we've noticed when we've gotten buzzing in the zone quite a bit, that just feels like there's a little bit more room out there. I mean, that's kind of the best way I can describe it. But, we're just getting some really good looks. You guys have some really nice plays. Rocco made a hell of a play right behind the net to kind of open me up there. And, if he doesn't make that look, it never happens. So,
yeah.
It just feels like there's a little bit more room. You have a little bit, definitely your legs feel great too after you get one 35 seconds in the game.
No doubt about
that's
it.
That's always a good way to start.
Yeah, no doubt. Here was the theme I sensed from your teammates about your performance last night. Are you ready? So I talked to Ekholm during second period intermission. Hal and I spoke with Bonino in Barrel House for postgame. And I know, Chase, I think you said a couple guys even in the room. The theme is nobody could believe that it was your first. Everybody thought you already had a hat trick to this point, which is a real credit to you that everybody thought, nobody could believe, like, really? That's Craig's first career hat trick? So, you know. I was going to say hats off, but pardon the pun. But, that was the theme going around last night.
I appreciate that. Yeah. It's been a long time. I've had a lot of chances to do it. I guess situational things towards the end of the game, it can kind of change the circumstances. But, yeah, it was nice to finally get it. I know it was definitely on my checklist of things to do.
I'll ask you the same thing I asked one of your line mates last night in Bonino and Barrel House. You guys were all plus four last night. You guys have been the most consistent line all year. I don't think there's any way around that. You've played really well together. You look like you've been playing for years together. So why has it looked so natural this entire season, Craig?
Oh, man. I wish I could tell you something cool, but I really don't. I think that we've just kind of found ourselves with each other quite a bit this year, and for some reason it's been working. I think that, I think that there is a dynamic because all three of us kind of play a little bit different, which you tend to see in pretty good lines. But I think that we just want to be opportunistic. I think with what we're given and with our circumstance and our role within the team, I think that we're just trying to have fun and create some momentum and buzz around a little bit. And for the most part, we've been creating some great momentum.
To steal a line from you, Craig, what I liked about last night, besides a shutout win at home, which was cool and everybody was into it, was you guys pedaled down. You had the lead, and you stayed on it. How big was that, and how much have you guys talked about not letting off, not backing off, and just keep green light go?
Yeah, pedal down was right. That was good for our club, definitely to just keep playing the game. And we always talk about, Heinze is big on just playing the game and not playing the score. So to keep playing the right way and do the right things, creates a definitely a more consistent effort in certain areas, and it can, you know, it can create a little bit of a culture too. So it was good for us to keep playing well. I think everybody was playing like their hair was on fire all over the ice. So it was great to see, and it was a lot of fun, especially on the bench.
We're talking to Craig Smith. He had the big night last night. The Predators knock off the Islanders 5-0. They'll head for St. Louis. A big back-to-back, home and home, against the Blues Saturday and Sunday. And, Craig, I know the word consistency gets thrown out there all the time, and I know that's what you guys are fighting for here, but as you wind it back to the start of the road trip, other than maybe the first period in Vancouver, you guys look more and more like you know what you're getting. You look more and more comfortable with the defensive series or structure you're trying to play with, what you're trying to do offensively. Is that fair to say? I mean, I know you guys are working on having that formula that you had last night every night. You're not going to beat everybody 5-0, but it looks like you're putting something out there more consistently than before.
Yeah, I think structurally is you know, I think we've gotten everything down. I think you can X's and O's all you want, but you know, at this point, it's just about going out and executing and doing it with urgency. I think that's what you know, we got an older group, so we're able to, I guess, kind of turn the page and execute that. So, but I think it's been good for our club. I think, like I said, we've been really focusing on the mental part of the game, and staying with games. We got a talented group here. We're I don't think that we're really out of any game that we play, no matter what happens. So, you know, that can create a little bit of a culture and create consistency and doing the right things all the time. And I think that's, you know, only good things can come from that.
Roman Josi made a great pass to you for that third one, and it just seems like he is making plays like that every night. You've played with him for a long time. We always try to do our best just to try to point out to people who may not watch the Predators every night just how unique he is as a defenseman. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
I mean, he's awesome. He's an excellent skater. I think that's first and foremost. I think that's what people see. But his moves and ability to kind of waggle around the ice and find space and create space for other guys too, which is it's tough to do in this league. There's not a lot of room out there. But one of the biggest things I know about Roman when I'm out there with him, I mean, it happened last night. I mean, he jumped down and kept that puck in. I mean, he's got an instinct around the blue line to not go all in or be dangerous, but you know, when you got a guy that's keeping pucks in like that, I mean, it's only gonna create offense for you. So it was a great play by him. Obviously the pass, but that started with him jumping down and keeping that in.
You gave us a little tidbit there on John Hines and some of the things he likes to say to you guys. What else have you found? What do you like about him and his style?
Man, like every day he comes and he's ready to work, and he's you can just tell the focus level is outstanding, and you know, that only filters down to the players. So you could tell this guy's dialed in from day one. I think he was you know, dealt a tough hand coming in and not having too much time to flip it over. So I think he's done a great job with our guys and making sure that we're all on the same page and you know, creating a little bit of a culture with what little time he's had so far. So, you know, I think everyone's been happy with him and you know, we're all on board with him.
Preds forward Craig Smith is with us, and Darren Donican Chase. And Craig, you look at the schedule and things really ramp up. It's compact, as you know, this time of year, but you also have some quality opponents. How much does that help you guys, knowing what you have to do night in and night out, to know that you're going to get another team's best when you go up against them?
Yeah, no, that's the tough part too, and that's kind of the name of the game in February. I mean, it's always tight, a lot of games played, and it's where teams can really make a push, because you know, you're playing every other night, which is going to be the toughest part of the season. So if you can be, you know, if you can have urgency and be as sharp as possible, then especially during that month, I think that you can really make a push and separate yourself and catch guys.
For you personally, this is something that you and I have talked about before, and just your career. It seems like goals come in bunches for you, and I can't explain that. I don't know if you can explain that, but But what is it about your game that it seems like once you get going, they all come in bunches, like I said?
I mean, I think that – I mean, people always say that. I mean, I wish I had a cool answer for you. But I think that it happens throughout the league. I think it happens to a lot of guys. Maybe you're in kind of a funk and you get one and you're usually going to get two or three. So I really can't explain it other than it just being what it is. But yeah, I mean, if you get slumped up, this league is just like that.
You guys always say that you have to worry about what's going on, you know, with your team and one game at a time, but how much are you paying attention to the standings and to the rest of the league? I mean, there's a report Minnesota's making a coaching change this morning. How much are you paying attention to that this time of year?
Yeah, I definitely hear guys, now that we got that cool new scoreboard, we can look and see some of the other scores.
It's easy to see those scores, huh?
Yeah. So I think guys are really taking a peek and seeing, who's helping us out, kind of where we're at or who we're trying to catch. So it's I definitely do think that guys are taking a peek and watching it. I mean, how could you not? We're so close with a few games in hand. So it's, we're just going to keep pushing. Obviously, we can only control what we can control. And we'll leave that for what it is. But, coming in every day and
thinking ahead, knowing you're going to have to practice and travel to St. Louis on Valentine's Day, and you planned ahead. Well done, sir. Well done.
Yeah. I tell you what, dinner reservations was a lot easier.
Yes. they were. Good job.
Good.
By the way, good job playing the Islanders this year. You evidently liked playing your former coach, your first coach. You had 5 goals against New York in 2 games. So not bad.
I guess.
Hey, thanks for doing this. As always, good to talk to you. Go get them in St. Louis tomorrow afternoon, and we'll see you back here on Sunday against that same team.
All right, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much. I'm a big fan.
All right, that is so are we. That is Crazy Legs Craig Smith. He had his first career hat trick last night in the 5-0 win over New York. Really appreciate Craig Smith joining us on this Friday edition of Darren Donick and Chase. That will do it. Don't forget Predators in St. Louis tomorrow. 2:00 in the afternoon to take on the Blues. I'll have pregame for you starting at 1 right here on 102.5 The Game. Everybody out there, have a happy Valentine's Day, a great weekend, and we look forward to talking to you Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.